just like we said we were.
Thank you for joining us today on Pulse. With us in the Pulse studio today is the woman who stands for rhythm and always wears a smile on her face. Berlin-based soul and reggae star Jackie. Welcome to the Pulse studio, Jackie.
Thank you.
So Jackie, your brand new album, Yes I Am, is set to be released later this week on November 22nd. Mm. Now, we're talking about 13 tracks of global pop, so there are really strong touches of reggae, some soul, some hip-hop even in there. And right now we've been listening to Drop of Water, which is one of the tracks from the new Yes I Am album. Now, you say on your website that this song is about, I love this, killing your ego. Mm. That sounds really drastic. What exactly do you mean by that?
I mean, it's always this game of love is always about like giving and taking and giving and taking. And when you have two very strong characters in a relationship, you know, one has to like back off.
Mm, it's always a matter of compromise.
Yeah, it's a lot of this. And actually with this song, it was very much because I was in a place where I was like hurting quite a lot. So I just figured, okay, just don't try to always be the brave one and just be like, okay, I need you, come back or whatever. Then I decided to write the song. So killing my ego in this way was more of me just like stepping back and be like, look, I actually cry and I bleed and I get sad. And,
so this
and
is the humble you. Jackie coming out.
Yeah, it's a bit of, you could say that, yeah. Because I'm not always this kind of person that's like putting my vulnerability out there. I'm always very like, no, I can fix it, I can do it.
You're strong.
You know, no, I'm not necessarily strong. That's not, actually strong is also a very relative word because I feel that strong kind of makes you a bit of inhuman, you know? And when you're strong, you're not supposed to be weak because then weak becomes a negative aspect, which actually is part of nature.
Well, but know? I'm wondering how much of your music actually comes out of hurt?
Not all of it, but most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, like, there's something about us people that are always writing music. We tend to get in this writing mode when we're a bit in the low end of life. And in my case, I write quite a lot when I'm like, I have to reflect, I have to think, when my bass is a bit shaken. And yeah, a lot of good music comes out of me when I'm at the low end.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, unfortunately, you have to go through that crap to get the good art out there.
Yeah, but that's part of life too, really. I really don't think life would be fun if you never got to experience the other side of not having so much fun all the time. Because then you don't appreciate the fun.
And you moved from Uganda to Sweden when you were 13 and then to Berlin as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain your cultural identity to someone who might have stayed in the same country their whole life?
I stopped trying. I just somehow actually never have any answer. I've got like, okay, let me start. This is actually how I do it. I'm like, born in Uganda, lived in Sweden, now I live in Berlin. This is how I like explain it to everybody. And somehow I just go like, yeah, it's me. It's really hard to explain.
And do you feel that all those places have had a little bit of an influence on you?
They have a lot. They have a lot. They have very, very much of influence on me. And I would never want to separate them from each other. So actually, since the diaspora word became more on the trend, I've started using this word quite a lot because it helps you get a bigger aspect of the person. When I go diaspora, everybody goes, okay.
Now I understand. Mm-hmm. You have a multicultural identity to you. Now, Berlin is like the ultimate sexy, legendary destination for so many people
it's
around the world.
Poor and sexy, yeah.
But what is it about Berlin that does it for you?
Pretty much everything about the city. It's so full of it has multiple. I'm speaking Swedish now. Sorry, it's full of extreme ends, you know, and of contradictions. And it's dirty, it's clean, it's sexy, it's poor, it's clubbing, it's sleeping, it's hangover, it's everything. And cities, places like this that trigger very different emotions in you, kind of make you live. You know, you have to be on the edge all the time. And I like this about Berlin.
Well, speaking of contrasts, we just heard a song that was born out of a painful situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to listen to the track Dance,
mm-hmm.
which is going to make us move in the Pulse studio.
You dance to the moment, you dance to the music.
You dance.
So you've said that music can serve as therapy. Does this song serve for you as therapy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. All music does this for me. But dance, what dance actually the moment you go like, yeah, just dance, you know, and this brings out this youngness and this free spirit in you, you know, where you just go like, I'm going to do my makeup, I'm going to put on my high heels, I'm going to do my nails, did, and just get in this I don't care mode and be like, dance. And this is cool. This is really, really cool. A lot of people should dance more, I think. And we all need to have dance all the time, if possible. You know, in the morning, in the kitchen. I don't know, when you're in the shower, whatever. Just dance. This is cool.
Is that for you a kind of life philosophy?
Oh, yeah. I dance a lot. I really dance a lot. And the moment, like, I love playing music loud, whether it's radio, whether it's the stereo, whether it's just a CD, I just, like, go loud. And then I'm like, I don't care about the neighbors. I hope they forgive me.
And is there a particular song that gets you dancing? Do you have one favorite? Like,
Michael always gets me dancing, for example. There's no particular song I'd be like, this song, you know, but there's so many artists. All the Michael Jackson stuff will always get you dancing. You know, this is like, you just have to move when you hear your stuff. There's a lot of African music that I love listening to. Also, like, rhythmic music, you know.
And the video to your track, Dance, is pretty cool. I really like the yellow colour scheme.
Thank you.
Speaking of nail polish.
Uh-huh. And the people in that music video can really dance. Can you tell us a bit about making the video?
Yeah, making the video. Actually, this was a very fun process because it was some friends of mine, Axel and Marianne, who are from Neuland Van Axel, who are like pretty much masterminding the whole setup of the video. Because Marian is also has this freaky mind, you know, that I kind of love. You know, he loves a lot of color and he's always like doing weird stuff. So I was like, you know what, let's take these big cartons and then we cut them up, cha-cha-chack, and then we do dance and then we paint them and then we color them and then we bring this and this. And so what happened is that the guys were building this huge cardboard, what they call it, cartons, yeah.
Boxes.
Cutting out big letters in like really huge. And then we went into a gallery. A friend of theirs borrowed us his gallery and then we like took all his paintings and stuff and then we used the room. So it was a very DIY kind of video. And which I kind of like because when you do these videos like this or when you visualize songs like this, you're bringing in your friends, you're working with your friends and it's your playground. You're really playing a lot. And this, I'm finding more and more fun way to do things. I did a lot of this on my first album, Blackalicious, and I kind of decided to try and do it with this album too. Because like this, you get to work with your friends. You know, your friend comes in. My friend Linda was doing all the makeup. Mm-hmm. And then you had the dancers who were like also friends of the guys. And you had, it was just very random.
Now, your album is called Yes, I Am. Of course, I can't help but think of Barack Obama's Yes, We Can. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that is your message, what is the message that you want to convey?
I think the message is, it's been a kind of album that has been a bit of self-search for me, you know, to make. And also because I have this picture that I have on the album cover, because I'm really pregnant there. I'm 10 months... No, sorry, I'm not 10 months pregnant. You can't be 10 months pregnant.
That would be a world record.
Exactly. I'm 7 months pregnant. This was like 2 months before I was going to give birth. And I kind of had to become very, very easy in myself, in my body, and kind of accept that I was where I was. And am I going to do music? Am I not going to do music? What can I do? Cha-chak, all opinions, ideas. I cut off my hair, my dreadlocks. So it was very much of me giving myself permission to like exist and be like, okay, Jackie, this is who you are. This is where you are. Just take it like it is and be okay with it. And so, yes, I am.
And you managed to go through that process even during a pregnancy when you had a lot of other things, future.
You pretty
mind.
Much have to. Yeah. You have to. You don't have time to like, you know, because when the kid is there, then the kid is there, you know, and then you
and
kind
then you're
of
changing
have to.
Divers.
And you owe it to yourself. You got one life to live. You owe it to yourself, you know.
You moved to Berlin a couple of years ago. Mm. How big are the reggae and soul scenes in Germany? Are they thriving?
I think I'm not the right person to ask that question, but my experience is coming from Sweden is that I was really happily surprised about the reggae scene in Germany because the way they're like working together and they're interacting with each other and like, you know, and moving alongside each other, you know, this was really nice to feel. and feel this bondness, you know, of the scene.
But seriously, can Germans dance?
Africans can dance.
Exactly.
No, but it's not about, because this is also this one thing I've started like realizing, that it's not about like you doing, of course it's nice when you can do like the perfect moves, you know, but you can find this person who doesn't know anything about rhythm, but he's like so into it with his soul and his body, and he's just like, woohoo! And he's just like, wow, okay, he's having the time of his life. And for me, this is actually what it's about at the end of the day. Of course, you can't do it like Beyonce or Britney, I don't know, all these perfect dancers. But I think everybody can dance. It's all in your head.
Okay, that's an assignment now for our Pulse listeners. Mm-hmm. To go
it's
home
all
and dance.
In your head. Go yeah. home and dance. Shake your butt.
Turn the music up loud.
So, Jackie, before we let you go, we're going to hear an excerpt from the Yes, I Am single.
Yeah.
Now, this song is about the will to speak your mind freely. Do you ever feel restricted when it comes to expressing yourself?
I do. I seriously do. And this is also the reason I was writing this song, because I felt that I really need to let go of this trying to please, you know, mentality of, because sometimes it's really important, you know, when you don't speak your mind, of course you always have to fine tune when to say what, you know, and whether it's okay or not. But when you go to sleep and you have this feeling like I should have, you know, and I should have said what I thought, you know, and I didn't, because this chance is gone. But yeah, I'm one of those people that likes talking too much, and I like saying my opinions, and sometimes I need to, like, you know, don't say it.
Close your mouth.
You know? But yeah, I think it's important. It's very important, especially for girls, women, whatever. We need to kind of, we tend to be very nice and be, you know, behave. And no, everybody's going to think I'm a bad person if I say it like this. And I think it's important to speak out and have an opinion. And at least then you've said what you feel, you know, then you really can't blame anybody else.
Well, here's Jackie speaking her mind in Yes, I Am. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today in the Pulse Studio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All the best with your new album.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. So I'm here because I should be.